Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone, go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store and download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows, and click on the link on our website that says Support Devil Radio. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts that go out in the state every day, pushing the big lie, attacking our democracy, calling into question our elections, pushing the lie, and the strongest unique voice against it is Devil Radio. So thank you very much. Want to follow up? We just had a fascinating half hour with Professor Petering. Professor Petering is a professor, an expert at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, PhD in industrial engineering from Michigan, and he's been on the faculty there for about 15 years. And he has devised an algorithm that literally with a press of a button, in other words, maybe take 10, 15 minutes each time, if the special master who's going to redraw the maps under the Supreme Court's direction says, I'd like to keep Wauwatosa together. I'd like to keep West Allis together. Communities of interest. I'd like to keep Sheboygan County together. And the city of Sheboygan. I'd like to keep Greene County together. I don't want slicing and dicing of communities of interest. That is something that Justice Hagedorn has said that he would like to see. And I would strongly encourage the three Democrats on the Supreme Court, the so-called dissenters in this opinion, to join. And then it would be a majority opinion. They should appoint a special master. That's not something that can be done by these justices themselves. They're not mathematicians. Neither am I. But the point is, we understand mathematics. We also understand computers. Professor Petering made the good point that he can do it a lot quicker than a human map maker who's standing there with a pencil and a green eye shade or some other kind of program that takes a long time. If he just goes, okay, I want Wauwatosa, Brookfield, Elm Grove, and Sheboygan, and Monroe and Greene County all in the same area and not sliced and diced. Bingo. And out it comes. Then they look at it and they say, no, I want a little more. I want a little something else. Fine. The insight I want to get across to everybody, this is absolutely the essential turning point in Wisconsin history. For 10 years, we have had gerrymander, where the Republicans get about half the votes in the state, sometimes a little less or more, and get 2/3 of the assembly seats and run the state. And they pass the lame duck legislation, and they even get to run the governor's office and the attorney general's office, and the Republican Supreme Court said that's okay. The one saving grace is Justice Hagedorn, who voted to certify the election. You may think that's not a big deal. Are you kidding me? Three justices voted not to do it, even though Biden won. Hagedorn has read the Constitution. I doubt very seriously voted for Biden. However, he said that's the way the cookie crumbles, and that's what we're going to do. And he made several other rulings that were magnificent. And this one, when I first heard about it, before I read it, I thought, this is bad. And then I looked at it. Yeah, Luke, you have something to say, my friend.
Yeah, we got a listener texting in on the text line, 844-967-2789. We got Wendy from Madison asking a question. And I know we don't have Professor Petering on anymore for today's show, but I don't know if you can answer this or if we save it for next time we have the professor on the program. But Wendy from Madison would like to know, as a test for fairness, she would like to know if the results of Professor Petering's algorithm would compare to the results of the popular vote in the 2020 election. Would the party with the most vote win the most seats? This is the fairness measure that is most compelling and easily understood. So that is what Wendy from Madison is asking on the text line.
Yeah, Wendy, thanks very much. The data that Professor Petering gave me and that we talked about to some extent does permit me to answer it, but obviously we want it in his own words. And when he's on back again, we'll put that to him as well. But when it comes to fairness, here's the data that he gave me and that he confirmed on the air just now. The Republican maps will give the Democrats 40 seats out of 99. In other words, they'll get 59, we get 40. It's almost 60-40, not too far off from the bad stuff that there is right now. That's clearly not fair. The people's map, which is the one the Democratic Party is pushing, gooses that up to 45. So the Democrats would get 45 seats out of 99, but the Republicans would get 54. Why should they get 54 and we only get 45 when we get half and sometimes a majority of the legislative vote statewide? But that's what the people's maps say. And the reason is because, as fair as it may seem, and as I believe it is, and I agree with you, you don't just look at the whole statewide vote and then allocate based on that. And that's the people's map. Petering's map gives the Democrats a 50-50 chance of getting 50 out of the 99, taking control of the assembly. It gives the Republicans a 50% chance of getting 50 out of 99. But then if you see what I'm getting at, the split would be 50-49. All it takes is one person in the Republican Party to go the other way. And in other words, you can talk about fair legislation. And if the Democrats had 50 out of 99 under Petering's map, they'd pick the speaker. So, and the truth is, we're a split state. Let's be blunt about it. Biden did win by 21,000 votes, but that's out of millions cast. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but the point is, we're about a 50-50 state. Petering restores that. People's maps comes closer than the Republicans. Now, when it comes, the thing that blew me away, Wendy, okay, this statistics blows me away. Another thing he did, I'll analogize it to a Monte Carlo analysis in financial planning. If you're not into that, don't worry about it. But he ran thousands, many, many thousands of simulations, like what could happen, looking at statistical data, you know, looking at this, that, and the other thing. The Republican map gives the Democrats two chances in a million, of taking over the assembly. It ain't going to happen. You might as well buy a lottery ticket. The people's maps only give the Democrats 4% chance, 96% chance to the Republicans. Petering's map, Professor Petering, 50-50. Each side has an exactly 50.0 chance. That's what we want. There's no way we are going to get anybody to say we should just get the majority like that. This is reality time. The fact is that Hagedorn has opened a door that's very important, keeping communities of interest together. That significantly reduces cracking and packing. That will increase the Democratic seats, at least into the 40s, maybe well into the 40s. Is it perfect? No. But for Pete's sake, whoever is out there with the Senator Buley, the governor's office, the Democrats in the legislature, Citizens United, Black Leaders Organizing Committee, the League of Women Voters, or Voces de la Frontera, if you know anybody in there, call them up. Petering is in the phone book, except there's no more phone book. Google Petering at UWM. Call him immediately. The deadline is very short. We will get into this with him again. Thank you, Wendy. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Thanks for bringing up this topic. This is so important for people from Wisconsin to totally understand. And it has to be 50-50. Quick question, and then I've got a conclusion that you'll love. You indicated, because I haven't listened lately, Brian Hagedorn is looking for more fairness. Is that correct?
He's looking to keep communities of interest together. He's very savvy. He said, he didn't say he's looking for more fairness. Nobody says that, because fairness is obviously a subjective thing. What Hagedorn did is a much deeper insight. And what he said is, I want to keep communities of interest together. He's the only one who said that. You know what that does? Right now, there's a thing called packing and cracking. They pack all the Democrats into huge districts, like 90% Democratic districts in Milwaukee, 80% in Dane County. What he's saying is, let's keep communities of interest together. You don't get to suck Democratic or Republican votes out of Wauwatosa and bust it up, or Sheboygan, or Monroe. That's what he's saying, but it has the same effect, yeah.
Can I make one conclusion you're going to love?
Yeah, sure.
I think we have to go to fairness maps, 50-50. There's no question. It's got to be 50-50, and here's how you market that concept. We believe in Wisconsin, every vote counts. And it's one man, one vote, and that's it. That's why it's got to be 50-50. Now, I want the Republicans to argue against that. I want them. And basically, I want them to say, well, you don't want fairness, obviously. And you got to, the whole state has to realize you guys don't want fairness. You want it to your way. And one man, one vote doesn't count. Would that be a good conclusion or a way to market your concept?
It's a great way to market the concept, Bill. But this is reality time. You know, I practiced law for 40 years, and all I'm saying is, this is time to fish or cut bait. You have a Supreme Court opinion that has rejected fairness, compactness, competitiveness as criteria. They just flat out have. Your legal remedy is to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't think they'll touch it in a million years because it's the state that did it. We're in federal court, and what I said to, echoing what you just said, I said to Professor Petering, keep up your good work on fairness and everything else, because he does come 50-50, and hope that a federal court takes it. I do not have, I'll be blunt with you, as a lawyer, gauging the likelihood of that, I don't think it's high, because once the state Supreme Court has spoken, federal Supreme Court, or the Federal Court of Appeals may abstain. If they abstain, we are left. This is reality time. You can market all you want, but Voss doesn't care. All I'm saying is there's an opening here. If you're running at the line and you're running back for Green Bay, it'd be nice to say, I want to hold open up on the right. It ain't opening up on the right. Hey, but there's a sliver of daylight on the left. You run through the left. That's what's going on. And all I'm saying is that Hagedorn has opened that hole in the line by saying that you can't suck votes out of Wauwatosa and Sheboygan and Monroe just to pack and crack. That alone would increase us from 39 or 40 seats into the mid or high 40s. Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. As always, very good comments. Going to a break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's like a